One evening, a little before it was dark, sing tan ta da ta da tan TV. I called for my gelding and rid to Hyde Park on tan ta da 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 tan TV. It was in the merry month of May, when meadows and fields were gaudy and gay, and flowers apparelled as bright as the day, I got upon my tan TV. The park shone brighter than the skies, sing tan ta da ta da tan TV, with jewels and gold and ladies' eyes that sparkled and cried, come see me. Of all parts of England, Hyde Park hath the name for coaches and horses and persons of fame. It looked at first sight a field full of flame, which made me ride up tan TV. There hath not been such a sight since Adams for periwig, ribbon, and feather. Hyde Park may be termed the market of madams, or lady fair, choose you wethers. Their gowns were a yard too long for their legs. They showed like the rainbow cut into rags, a garden of flowers or a navy of flags, when they did all mingle together. Among all those ladies I single out one to prattle of love and folly. I found her not coy, but jovial as Joan, or Betty, or Margaret, or Molly. With honors and love and stories of chances, my spirits did move, and my blood she advances. With 20 conundrums and 55 fancies, I'd fain have been at her tan tivy. We talked away time until it was dark, the place began to grow privy, for the gallants began to draw out of the park, their horses did gallop tan tivy. But finding my courage a little to come, I sent my bay gelding away by my groom, and proffered my service to wait on her home. In her coach we went both tan tivy. I offered and proffered, but found her strait-laced. She cried, I shall never believe ye. This armful of satin I bravely embraced, and fain would have been at tan tivy. Her lodging was pleasant for scent and sight. She seemed like an angel by candlelight, and like a bold archer I aimed at the white. Tan tivy, tan tivy, tan tivy. With many denials she yielded at last, her chamber being wondrous privy, that I all night may have my repast to run at the ring tan tivy. I put off my clothes and I tumbled to bed. She went in her closet to dress up her head, but I peeped in the keyhole to see what she did, which put me quite beside my tan tivy. She took off her headtire and showed her bald pate. Her cunning did very much grieve me. Thought I to myself, if it were not too late, I would home to my lodging, believe me. Her hair being gone, she seemed like a hag. Her bald pate did show like an ostrich's egg. This lady, thought I, is as right as my leg. She hath been too much at tan tivy. The more I did peep, the more I did spy, which did unto amazement drive me. She put up her finger and out dropped her eye. I prayed that some power would relieve me. But now my resolve's never to trouble her, or venture my carcass with a blind hobbler. She looked with one eye just like Hewson the cobbler, when he used to ride tan tivy. I peeped and was still perplexed therewith, thought I, though it be midnight, I'll leave thee. She fetched a yawn, and out fell her teeth. This queen had an intent to deceive me. She drew out her handkerchief, as I suppose, to wipe her high forehead, and off dropped her nose, which made me run quickly and put on my hose. The devil's in my tan tivy. She washed all the paint from her visage, and then looked just, if you will believe me, like a Lancashire witch of 80, and as the devil did drive me, I put on my clothes and cried witches and whores. I tumbled downstairs, broke open the doors, and down to my country again to my boars. Next morning I rid tan tivy. You north country gallants that live pleasant lives, let not curiosity drive ye to leave the fresh air and your own tenants' wives, for satin will sadly deceive you. For my part, I will no more be such a meacock to deal with the plumes of a Hyde Park peacock, but find out a russet coat wench and a dry cock, and there I will ride tan tivy.